This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. This is Anthony, and I'm here with Father Matt. Today's a sad show, but it's a joyful show. If you haven't heard, Monday, Father Tom, he was in Florida doing what he loved to do. He was at a retreat about the power of the Holy Spirit. He went out to a wonderful dinner. Then he had a big ice cream sundae. And he laid down to sleep in perfect joy. And that night, the Lord took him home. The Lord took him home. And Father, he is in heaven with Jesus. He's dancing. He's singing. You know, if you guys heard, we tried to do what Father would want us to do. We had a service to raise him from the dead, because that's what Jesus said to do, that you will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. You will cast out demons and you will raise, you'll resurrect from the dead. But you know what? As we were praying and as we were interceding for Father, I had been praying on the phone for him for hours and hours and hours. I couldn't get to him. But we did the broadcast, and really what happened right before the broadcast, you know, the peace of Christ really came over me, that Father was with Jesus, and God can do all things. God could raise him from the dead over the phone, over the radio in 1 second. But you know what? Father didn't want to come back. He was at the gates with the Lord. There is no one I met who loved Jesus more than Father. There's no one I met that identified with Christ more than Father. So as soon as Father got to heaven, that was it. You know, we got a prophecy. I kind of had an image in my mind's eyes of Father's with Jesus. But Joshua Mills, who's Father loved Joshua. He's a great preacher. He texted us and he said, I was driving when your message came in about Father Tom. I felt so much grief and shut my eyes for a moment in the car. And just like that, a vision popped into my mind. I saw Father Tom, young and vibrant, smiling so big. He was standing in the very front of the great cloud of witnesses, surrounded by the ancients of faith. And I heard him speak. He said, don't worry about me. You go on. I'm with Jesus, and I've got a new body. I'm so free. And he was spinning and dancing around, so happy. But I had a sense in my spirit that he was so excited to be a new cheerleader in the glory. Father doesn't want to come back. He's been upgraded from this life into a better one. He said, you go on. Anyone who was touched and impacted by his ministry had now been given this new charge. You go on. It means carry the work. You can do it. I still feel sad he's no longer here on earth in the same way, but this quick vision has brought us so much peace to think he's watching and encouraging us to continue this important work of glory. Praise God. He is so happy right now. I saw his face and I saw him dancing. Please let me know. You know, I met Father later on in life, and he wasn't dancing at this point. But I've heard stories, and Father used to love to dance. And now that he got his body, he's dancing with the Lord. Father Tom, pray for us. You know, the work will go on. This ministry will go on. Glory Night will go on. Everything he's done through the people, he's through Father Matt, Father Tom will go on. So Father Tom, as Catholics, we know that there's a church triumphant in heaven. And we know that you have the ability to pray and intercede for us. Father Tom, pray for us today, Lord. Father Tom, pray for all the people you've touched into your heart. So speak about going on tonight. We're going to have a special glory night where, you know, there's going to be a lot of worship, testimonies about Father Tom. We're going to ask him to pray to the Lord to just release the river, release the glory. It's not going to be about anyone praying or me or Father Matt praying. God's going to just do it sovereignly. Just come. We're having Mass at 6. We're having Glory Night starting at 7. And God, through Father Tom's intercession, is going to do something extraordinary. And before I hand it off to Father Matt, this is important. Father Tom gave me very clear instructions about the ministry, that the ministry is going on. It's been over 40 years. It's going for another 40 years. And Father Tom is going to live through his tapes that are going to be preached, and they're going to be played and played and played. And then Father wants me to do live shows when the tapes aren't playing. So I just think, in a great way, as Father Tom touched your life like he touched mine and honor us through the radio, that we continue to give and continue to sow into his ministry. It would bring Father Tom so much joy when he said, well, after I'm going to kick off, Anthony, my tapes are going to continue to play and continue to play and continue to play. And I'm going to go on, and you're not going to get rid of me. So this is a sad day for us because we love Father, but it's a good day for Father Tom. He's having a good day up there. All right, and we got Father Matt.
Thank you, Anthony. And, you know, in terms of the tapes playing and stuff, I mean, I've known Father Tom since January of 1997, and early on in our friendship as it developed, he would just joke about his funeral, and he would say, you know, when I die at my funeral, I don't want anyone to preach because they're going to talk about me. He goes, I just want them to play my tapes. And that would just make us all laugh, because, you know, it's just funny. I just want them to play my tapes. And that's because it was never about Father Tom. It was always about Jesus. I asked Father Tom to preach at my very first Mass as a priest. And because of my very special relationship with him, and because I'll share with that more as time goes, but I asked him to preach. And so this is my, you know, your first Mass. And, you know, when you have a first Mass, you know, you usually have a priest who's been a mentor or a dear friend or spiritual father preach the first homily at your first Mass. And, you know, ordinarily the priest would, you know, give some props to the newly ordained, whatever it may be, and, you know, that kind of thing. But I knew when I asked Father to do that, well, two things. I wanted Father to preach because he's the best, number one. Number two, because he's so dear to me. And then number three, I knew he wasn't going to make it about me. And so he started out the homily by saying, okay, as we begin, he goes, I just want to say one thing about Matthew. I love him. He's like a son to me. Now that's enough about Matthew. And then he went on to preach the gospel. And he really, among one of the things that he said was that we have to fall in love with Jesus. We have to fall in love with Jesus every day. He goes, I don't care if you're a priest or a married man or woman, whatever your vocation is, wherever your walk in life is that you have to fall in love with Jesus every day. And then he says, if you don't fall in love with Jesus every day, you will fall in love with something or someone else. And that wasn't necessarily I bet you that's never been said before at a first Mass, and there's been a lot of first Mass homilies given in the history of the church. I bet you that's never, ever been said, and probably will never be said again. But it is absolutely true, because our hearts, as Father Mike Schmitz often says, are an idol-making factory. I mean, if you could sum up Father Tom's whole life, you could just say in one word, Jesus. Like that is who he is, you know. We prayed this morning the office for the dead, and one of the psalms we prayed was Psalm 42. And you know, as the deer longs for running streams, so my soul thirsts for you, my God. And I remember when Father was there was a period of time where he was just really preaching the thirst, you know, and obviously he's down the throat his priesthood, but I remember the there was a season when he was preaching the thirst, and how he even said, every day we should put a little salt in our mouth to remind us of the thirst that we need to have for Jesus, and the thirst, in Father, but that was Father, and Father knew, like, when he was in his deepest ache or brokenness, like, he would cry out to Jesus, like, Lord, we need even more of the Holy Spirit. That was a cry, because he knew, like, he was, his body, his mind, his heart, his emotions were thirsting for Jesus. So we're sitting in Father Tom's radio room, also his office, and we're sitting Anthony's in Father's chair, and we are here as two sons of his that are just so brokenhearted, and we just, it's hard, and because Father's presence, many things could be said, but the analogy that's just really sticking with me right now is he's like the father in the prodigal son, like that merciful father. He was a spiritual father, and like anyone that's had the grace to have a hug from him or to be in his presence, he just had that fatherly tenderness, affirmation, gentleness. You go to confession to him and it was like going to Jesus himself, and so here we are at his desk, and it's like, it's almost, I got a taste of like the apostles for a moment, like when Jesus was gone, and it's like, what are we supposed to do? Like, what do we, like, he's not here. Like, he's been leading us and feeding us this whole time and loving on us, and he's gone, and we feel the absence of his loss, and our hearts are broken and aching, and like we're in the place where he said, like, what are we supposed to do? Where do we go? Like, and it's like, just like Jesus, he gave them everything that they needed, and most especially the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, as he said, I believe in the 14th chapter of John, like, he's going to guide you in all truth. Like, he's going to guide, he's going to lead. And so whatever was not spoken, the Spirit was going to speak it and was going to lead those apostles as the church was going to be born at Pentecost. And so Anthony's able to say these words about, like, in season's going to go on because Father has a succession plan. Well, first of all, Jesus is the plan, but Father has given his mantle to Anthony. He's given his mantle to Anthony, and the Holy Spirit is going to lead this ministry, and it is going to continue on. Father knew that there needed to be a succession plan, and he had it in play, and he's given us the greatest gift. Like, he shared with us the gift of the Holy Spirit, who transformed his life in 1968, and you know the story, but I won't get into it now, but in 1968, when his life changed and he received the gift of the Holy Spirit, that day forward, and Father Tom has been imparting that gift of the Holy Spirit to anyone who has ears to hear and eyes to see. And it's amazing, and I'm like amazed at Anthony's story and how he came to the Lord through the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, alive in and through Father Tom.
Yeah, we love Father so much. You can't understand unless you've had the ability to spend time with him. There's no words that could describe Father. When I first came to the Lord, I was going to hell. I was trapped in addiction, and Father prayed for me, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he just guided me, and he guided me, and he loved me, and anything I needed, he was there. And towards the end, it wasn't so much about spiritual guidance. It was just about love. It was just about love. Father dealt with depression. When I first knew him, he was tied up. But in the last years of his life, he was so free. He was so filled with love. He was in a place where there's so many people who loved him and supported him appropriately, loved him with sacrificial love, the same love the Father would give to the people in his life. He would give it to anyone. And he's just the greatest witness to Christ. He was Christ. I've never, there is no one who could live in Christ more than Father. And you know, Father suffered a lot. The Bible says, if you share in my sufferings, you're going to share in my glory. And the suffering came from just such a tender and sensitive heart that when other people just, maybe it's too much for them, or the way they mistreated them is too much, and the other people, Father would never reject anyone, never. He would never let anyone go. He would give people the jacket, the shirt off of their back. Father would do anything for a man he met 5 minutes ago. You know, Father, it was literally Christ reigning and ruling in Father. I'm in this, I was in this awe in the radio room. I've seen in 7 years, Father leads so many people to the Lord, so many people for the power of God, so many people that he's prayed, the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and their life has begun to be fixed by the love of Jesus, by the love of Jesus emanating from Father Tom. He is so special. He is the beloved, and he's in heaven, you know? He's having a good day. He's having, so it's hard for me, it's hard for you, but you know what? Father's going to be more effective in heaven. I ask him for help. I ask him to be with me. I ask him to pray for me. You know, I know people who aren't Catholic, they get it a little mixed up. Can't talk to the dead. Father's not dead. Father's not dead. Father's alive in the church triumphant. He's interceding for us at the throne of the Lord Jesus. He's at the throne of God. Father, pray for us today, Lord. You know, and it was just, I'm going to just read the scripture that was on the day that he passed. Father Matt said it was providential. He'll tell you what he said about it, but it's Matthew. What is it?
25.
Matthew 25:35. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer him, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.
I just have to sing it. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you to give a future and a hope. To give a future and a hope. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. That just came to me. As Anthony was talking about the glory of heaven and Father's having a good day and the reality that it's just beautiful, you know, as a Catholic, we believe as Christians, this is true. We are part of a mystical body, the mystical body of Christ, and the mystical body of Christ, the body of Christ, is not just the church on earth. It's the church triumphant and the church suffering and the church militant, right? It's us on earth. It's the church in heaven and the church, those souls awaiting to enter into the glory, being purified to enter into perfect love. So the mystical body of Christ. Oh yes, that's what we believe as Christians, Orthodox and Catholic. We believe this for 2,000 years. Our Lady, that woman clothed with the sun, that woman clothed with the sun in Revelation 12. Yes, that is a pregnant symbolic meaning of many things. And one of them is Mary, the ever blessed and glorious Virgin Mary. So Matthew 25, So when we had Mass and I was just thinking about Matthew 25, you know, and so I was with, you know, I was on a FaceTime earlier with one of Father Tom's spiritual sons, Ryan, and with his family, Ryan Verrett, and the kids were really, really, really mourning and just so sorrowful at the news. And so I was just asking, what's one word you would use to describe Father, you know, and everyone's kind of going around. And I was just thinking, like, what's the one word I would say, you know, and I thought, lamb. I said, lamb. And I said, I think of three things when I say lamb. The first is Father Tom loved to eat lamb. He enjoyed a great lamb. And it reminded me of a story when he went to visit the Verrett family in Louisiana a number of years ago. And Father had a frozen leg of lamb and he put it in an extra suitcase and checked it in his luggage on the airplane. And when he arrived in Lafayette, Louisiana, that luggage was not there. And so he like had to go to the desk and say, you need to find that luggage and find it as soon as possible because it has a frozen leg of lamb. And if that thing starts bleeding, you're going to have a bloody mess all over you. Well, they found it, put it in a refrigerator, and the lamb was delivered. So, but food, lamb. Father enjoyed lamb. And maybe he loved lamb so much, not only because of the taste, but because who the lamb is. Father proclaimed the Lamb of God. He was in many ways like a John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Father Tom preached the Lamb who was slain, the Lamb who was risen, the Lamb who was glorious on high. He preached and proclaimed the Lamb who was sacrificed, whose blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins and the salvation of souls. Father preached the Lamb. And not only did he preach the Lamb, he consumed the Lamb in the Holy Eucharist. Father preached the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He consumed. He preached the Lamb. He consumed the Lamb. And you know what? That Lamb transformed him. He was like a lamb. Just as we hear in Isaiah 53, like a lamb led to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth. Jesus, Father Tom was a meek and humble lamb. And anyone that went to confession with him particularly, or had went to counsel with him, experienced the gentleness of the lamb. The gentleness of the lamb. And that lamb, him, Father Tom, poured out with compassion for the least of our brothers and sisters as he poured out. You know, it wasn't just enough for him to have the ministry of in season and out of season where he was proclaiming the Lamb. He started over 25 years ago the homeless ministry on Saturday mornings where they went out and fed Jesus in the least of our brothers and sisters. And he fed them with lamb, maybe not lamb, but definitely baked chicken. And he proclaimed the Lamb to them. So they left not only with full bellies, but with filled hearts and souls. I remember one time someone came to the door who was homeless and needed help. And at the end, after Father cared for them, he said, Matthew, I can't send them away. He goes, people would say you need to send them away. He goes, I can't send them away. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. And that's how he lived his life. He saw people, especially in the poor, in the unborn, in the most vulnerable. He saw Jesus there and he bled from. That's Jesus. And he would never leave Jesus without a shepherd's care. And lastly, he told me the shepherd must smell like the sheep. And boy, he smelled like the sheep.
Father never sent anyone away. He didn't have the heart to do it. Even when people stole from him, stole from the ministry, stole from the church, everyone else said, get them away, Father, he would not do it. He could not do it. Father, he was just special. To have, it's only by the grace of God to have what Father had. Amen. That it could only come from his love, you know. Right. And Father, in the last couple years, in the last couple days, he was speaking. Just the Spirit was speaking through him. Every word he said was just completely prophetic. Like his short-term memory might have been going, but when the Father spoke to you, it was Jesus speaking through you. He might not even remember what he said 30 seconds later, but the Lord was speaking through. I remember I was going to work on one of the last days before he passed, and this is just every day, and he said, Anthony, come in here. And he just put his hand on my head and he said, Anthony, everything I have, I give to you now. I transfer it to you now. Accept the suffering. I said, thanks, Father. Not thinking anything of it. He doesn't know why he did that. I didn't know why he did that. But he knew. His spirit knew. And God was preparing him. The spirit was preparing him to go forth. I have never seen him so joyful, so surrounded with people who love him. You know, he would text me and Father Matt and Jessica and Alexandra 3 times a day. I miss you. I miss you. He'd call and sing songs. And, you know, that was a witness of Father's life in the glory. But that wasn't the witness of his life until the end, where the Lord took away suffering and the Lord gave him peace. And so come tonight. God is gonna do something extraordinary tonight. Amen. That's what I know. It's not gonna be about preaching. It's gonna be about worship. We have a huge worship team. Everyone who's known Father's coming to worship. We're gonna do a little testimony, but we're gonna worship and we're gonna just let the Lord release what He wants to release. And in these final moments, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, by the intercession of Father Tom, anyone who's having a hard time, a hard day, anyone who's stuck, Jesus, just release the glory. Release the glory that Father Tom carried his whole life, Lord, that if you've listened to his tapes, that God has chosen you and he's used Father Tom to commission you to go and do the greater works. Father Tom's number one message is you don't come here to get a good feeling. You don't come to Jesus for yourself. You come to Jesus so that you become another Christ and you give it away to every single person you come across. So we had the grace to know and be taught by Father Tom. But now it's our turn to begin to go, do what he preached, and give it away. Me and Father Matt will see you tonight. We can't wait. 7 o'clock, St. John the Baptist. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.